This is the Diehards. The Diehards.
Sale winds. He fires. 20 and a miss. Frankly, it's over. The Red Sox have won the World Championship.
Tom Brady takes the snap, drops to the knee, and the Patriots have won their sixth Super Bowl title.
The Diehards start now on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Anthony Pappy and Mark Linehan.
And welcome into another edition of the Diehards SB Nation Radio. O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios East here in Boston. Anthony Pepe, Mark Linehan. How are you, buddy?
I'm only 5.5 feet away from you, so hang on a second.
All right, move away,
please. Back a little. Yeah.
It's good to see that you don't have the coronavirus yet.
No, I've got the Bud Light virus for the last 20 years.
How you doing, man? How you feeling okay? I always worry about you because you're kind of old.
I know.
You're susceptible to this thing.
Used to worry about my hip. Now my go-to move is to just cough in the CVS. Line pots like the Red Sea. I haven't waited in line in 3 weeks.
You doing all right, though, my friend?
Yeah, I keep it. The only problem is I can't find opening day on TV.
What's going on? It was today,
every
right?
channel today. Did they win? Did they lose?
The Red Sox are supposed to be in Toronto right now, right?
Yeah, right about now. They should be losing 9-8.
I don't know what's happening.
Unbelievable.
This is bizarre. This is just can't make it up.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's really freaky, you know, being home, working from home. And
you got kids.
No sports.
Yeah.
And the kids are driving me nuts. No, I mean, I love them. it's just a bizarre world we're living in right now.
It's getting more bizarre.
Bizarre?
Yeah, that's my new word.
All right.
I just actually stopped at CVS on the way here. They had, taped off how fast 6 feet is. And
oh, really?
It's like a math class.
See, you missed your calling. You could have been that guy doing the tape.
I know. I would have screwed
it up. You could have been the tape guy.
I could have been. I would have made it 7 feet just to be safe. And what's up with toilet paper?
I have no idea.
Can't buy it anywhere.
Jose, what's going on running Rock and Roll Control in Houston? Do you have toilet paper in Houston?
Oh, yeah. I've got plenty of toilet paper, thankfully.
All right.
You know what? What's the big deal? If you don't have toilet paper, you can always find something else, right? If worse comes to worse.
Stop it.
I mean, finally, a use for lettuce.
Stop it. We have a great show lined up for you tonight on the Progressive
Guest
Line.
What time's the game start? The baseball
game? Stop. The Chief Marketing Officer for DraftKings, Tom Getty, going to join us. Dr. Football, John Saronitis, friend of the show. He'll join us tonight on the program. Hall of Famer, Super Bowl champ, Rod Woodson.
HOF, baby.
Going to join us on the program. We'll talk to a radio host from WDAE in Tampa. And WEEI's Fitzy going to join us next.
You're listening to the Diehards on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Anthony Pepe and Mark Linehan.
Follow us on Twitter at SB Nation Radio, at Diehards Radio. I am at Anthony Pepe. It's Anthony P-E-P-E. And Mr. Linehan over there is at Marlin Boston. It's M-A-R-L-I-N Boston on Twitter. Let's hop right back to the Progressive guest line. Now, joining us, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance, get a quote at progressive.com today. From the Hillman in the Morning Show, you hear every morning here in Boston, W-E-E-I, the one and only Nick Stevens, he's known as Fitzy. Hey, Fitzy, we're not here to interview you. We're here to make sure you're okay.
Yeah.
Is this a wellness check on aisle 50? Because, guys, I'll have you know that I have come back from the test, and I have tested positive for surviving 2020 thus far. So I appreciate you. And, by the way, I absolutely love being on the show with two guys that could either be named after characters in a Ben Affleck movie that was directed in Boston or pizza parlors in New Haven, Connecticut.
Hey, appreciate that.
Yeah, I can handle that. Having a name Mark and growing up in Boston doesn't help with the accent.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't, by the way. And what are we doing here? The name of the show is the Diehards. I mean, I know that sounds much better when we have, voice trackers and do it whenever we send him, the action at night to record for the next day, but If we're being real here, and we got a couple of real mulls in the room who probably bleed nothing but Bud Lights and steak tips, come on,
you're getting warmer. You're getting warmer.
He knows us, doesn't he?
Stop looking in my window.
Hey, Fitzy, did you ever think you'd see the day where Fitzy, everything could see the day where Tom Brady is not a New England Patriot.
Oh, jeez. I mean, my jeez, Lou. I mean, can I just get at least like? Can I get like a? Can I get a? You look pretty in that dress. Can I get like a little Chardonnay or something?
That was going to be. That was going to be my first comment, but Pepe went first.
honest to God, Pepe. Jeez. I mean, you know, here's the crazy thing. Let me share a little story. This is not a humble brag. This is not a, oh, hey, Fitzy, let me pick up that name you dropped in front of the two of us via our ISDN line. So a couple of years ago, I had the privilege of going to the launch of Kevin Youkilis's beer, the Loma Brew.
Sure.
By the way, just like whenever he would catch like a hanging piece of cheese 87 miles an hour from Mark Burley and crack it over the wall, it absolutely hits hard. And so I'm at the release of his beer at Harpoon Brewery, and I just said hello to Yuke, and out of the blue, someone taps me on the shoulder, and she says, "Oh my God, you're here!" And I look over, and it's a very fetching lady by the name of Nancy Brady, is one of Tom Brady's sisters. She's
there,
like,
"Oh
my God,
how you doing, Nancy?"
Like, hold on a second. A Brady sister has recognized me. Where there's one Brady, there's more. You know the way this goes. And so she's like, "Oh my God, I got to bring you over to meet mom and dad." I'm like, "Oh my God, I'm going to meet Tom Brady's mom and dad." She brings me over. I'm 4 or 5 IPAs in. I'm feeling no pain. I'm like second quarter at a game in Foxborough. She brings me over and she says, "Dad, look who I found." He turns around from his bench with a beer in hand. He goes, "Oh my God, he's here. What are you doing here?" Comes over, gives me a hug. And I'm like, "This is the greatest night of my life. This is the second greatest night of my life. The hell with you kids. The hell with you wife. I just met Tom Brady's dad and he recognized me and gave me a hug." Long story short, 25 minutes of IPAs and hugging Tom Brady's dad later, he said to me, "You know, I just got a feeling, Fitz, I don't think this ends well."
No.
Oh, boy.
This was three years ago. He said, you know, Bill, you know, hey, listen, it's not about what goes on with Bill. You know, Tom and Bill are fine. It's just that, you know, we feel like Tommy took a deal a long time ago. And, you know, it would be nice to see them treat him right on the other side of things. And I feel like that always, like, just like the one pick number 199, just like always never being given a chance, just like everything that always motivated Brady, for some reason, you know, never getting the you scratch my back, now I rub yours, in that relationship seemed to always agitate him a bit. And the crazy thing is, you know, I always thought that Brady was in on this. Like, you know, he was the quid. It was quid pro quo, as I would like to say. Like, listen, we'll give you less, but at the same time, we're going to make sure that we put a good team around you, so that you always, you know, you'll look good because we'll give you a solid supporting cast. And the proletariat of Belichick's strong middle class drove them to 8 straight AFC championships. So I always thought they would stick it out, you guys, but. You know, at the same time, like, you know, the Cassandra of the Brady football world told me this was going to happen. And so now we've got our slightly more pliable, you know, Botox and handsomer version of Joe Montana on the Chiefs. We've got Tom Brady on Tampa Bay. Ugh.
Just think about what another thing that Corona crap has caused. He wouldn't have gotten that hug if it happened nowadays.
Yeah. And by the way, does it not bother anybody else that Brady's going to go over and have, like, the talk? Like, he's going to have the Ben Affleck with Jeremy. Sorry to double reference Ben Affleck only 5 minutes in. Let me itch my giant back tattoo. Does it not bother anyone else to think that Brady went over to Kraft's house the night that he said, "It's time for me to go," and, you know, and had that, like, the talk from the town, and they couldn't even hug because we're socially distancing right now. He went over and had to socially distance and emotionally distance from Mr. Kraft after 20 years. I mean, that just makes me nauseous. This entire year, I mean, I'm sure this is a running theme of the diehards every night, but, like, guys, a pick six to Logan Ryan to end the Patriots season.
Yep.
Mookie Betts traded. Chris Sale gets Tommy John surgery. Chris Sale becomes the first guy to miss a season when they actually probably won't have a season. All professional sports canceled. Tom Brady leaves the Patriots and goes to Tampa Bay. 2020 can suck a duck. I mean, 2020 can GFY as far and hang them high. I don't. This year absolutely sucked. Anyone want to get a paperclip and go to the back of the Nintendo and try to hit the reset button?
Hey, Fitzy, how much of a role do you think Jonathan Kraft has in this? He's awfully quiet, but I think he's pulling some strings.
Some strings? Jonathan runs the show.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd like, if I were better informed and I'd seen more episodes of the show, I would probably make a really clever Succession reference on HBO. But Jonathan definitely runs the show, and I believe I still call him Mr. Kraft, and I know I get crap for it. But I believe Mr. Kraft is much more of a figurehead. I mean, he still gets the final say, especially when it comes to particular matters. Like, who actually thinks the Queen of England is running the show? Prince Charles, who sadly now is stricken with the COVID-19. It's her job literally every day to just put on some, fancy, mint blue taffeta, wave to everyone, pet the corgis, drink four martinis, and call it a night at like 5:20.
Hey, it's an awful lot like a Thursday for me.
I was going to say, hey, Linehan, Fitzy, and Pepe, party of three, can I sign up for that right now?
Hey, that's the first time anybody's ever referenced Prince Charles and Jonathan Kraft in the same sentence. I'm stealing that.
He absolutely runs it. I think the day-to-day logistics, and here's the thing, from seeing how his dad has lived out loud, and by the way, you are not pulling into the Judgment Depot. You will never hear me utter a bad word or besmirch the good name or anything ever done by the man who saved the Patriots franchise, who hired two of the five best the two best quarterbacks in franchise history were drafted under his watch. Two of the five best head coaches probably in the modern NFL era were brought aboard under his watch as well. And the man saved us from having to go be the St. Louis Savages or the Hartford Humpfaces or, the New England Nitwits or whatever team they were going to be if they left the area. I'll never say a bad word about Mr. Kraft. Especially when it comes to the scandal of January 2019, because hey, listen, we all get a little anxious, we all get a little antsy on AFC Championship Sunday. All right, some of us deal with it in different ways. We wake up to a liquid brunch. Some of us go for a special massage at a strip mall. I don't judge. That's not what I'm here for, you guys. But Jonathan,
hey, Fitzy,
definitely rubbed the teeth.
Fitzy from WEI joining us here on SB Nation Radio. Fitzy, we got about a minute left here. Talk a little bit on a serious note about the Greg Hill Foundation raising money for the restaurant industry and its workers. I mean, you guys are doing,
as a bartender, I'm all in.
Unbelievable work. How much money have you raised so far?
Listen, I gotta say, honestly, for somebody who loves to live under everybody's skin because he's a total provocateur, and the guy who loves, whenever he thinks the conversation is drawn to a lull, to find something funny to say in an agitating but very friendly way, Greg does an amazing job. It's been a blast. I grew up a fan of sports radio. I've worked in and out and around and about, for a long time. And as long as I was making my YouTube videos and doing my happy fan dance for Tom Brady, the Patriots, and everywhere else, and every parking lot and tailgate, I always said I wanted to go back and work for WEEI because that was the sports radio station that made me a fan that I always thought was great. And Greg's doing an awesome job. And so far, in his partnership with the Boston Beer Company and Sam Adams, they have raised almost $500,000. That's
awesome.
Almost half a million bucks.
Awesome.
To help support all the bartenders and waitresses and servers that bring you the good stuff that make your liquid lunch to handle 2020 and every Patriots game and Boston sporting event possible. So thank you guys for highlighting the good guys, because just like Fred Rogers said, whenever bad things happen, like 2020 or Tom Brady's departure, look for the helpers. And hey guys, next round is on me. Thanks for having me.
Hey Fitzy, thank you so much.
Hey Fitz, real quick, if you get one of those Hartford Humpface shirts, I'm an extra medium.
an extra smarge. I got two coming for you guys. Listen, let's make this a regular Thursday night date, all right, you guys?
Absolutely.
All right, Fitzy. There he is, Fitzy from WEEI joining us here. We are the Diehards, SB Nation Radio.
The Diehards continue now on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios, here's Anthony Pepe and Mark Linehan.
And welcome back. Save big during O'Reilly Auto Parts Power Torque Tools DIY Days sale with great deals on socket sets, wrenches, and more. If you're a do-it-yourselfer, you need the right tools for the job, and this is your opportunity. Right now, get a 57-piece quarter-inch drive ratchet socket and bit set, just $24.99, plus double O rewards points.
Ooh, they're my favorite.
Double O rewards points, Linehan.
Yeah, I need
which
them.
Means you'll get to your next reward even faster.
I could use a reward.
O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. We're going to hop right back to the Progressive guest line. Progressive, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Joining us, the chief marketing officer for DraftKings, Tom Geddes, on the line. Hey, Tom, welcome to SB Nation Radio. It's Anthony and Mark. How are you?
What's up, guys?
What's happening, man? Are you safe? You and your family safe? Everyone okay?
Oh, yeah. We're holed up here in South Shore in Boston and just waiting for things to pass over like the rest of the country, right?
Good stuff, Tom. And last time I saw you at a Boston College football game. I believe they're, at Alumni Stadium. I believe it was almost sold out that day, almost 60,000 people there. And now nowadays you can't have more than 10 around. Is this bizarre or what?
It's certainly interesting times in the sports world, but we got a lot to look forward to and just keep pushing, right? We all got jobs to do.
Well, what's great is the campaign that DraftKings is doing, the hashtag DK Rally. You basically take a picture or a video in a rally cap, post it on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, use the hashtag DK Rally and tag at least three of your friends, write them, do the same, and you guys are making a donation. Talk a little bit about how that is all working, and it all benefits the United Way. Talk a little bit about that, Tom.
Yeah, I'm super proud of the way that DraftKings has activated against this so quickly. Literally in the last week, we pulled this program together with the United Way. You described it perfectly, DK Rally. Just put the hashtag on your picture of you and your rally cap. And we've donated $500,000 up front, and we'll give another dollar for each picture and hashtag that hits, and hoping to give $1 million. And then you would have the opportunity to donate as well as individuals. So hopefully we'll raise over $1 million for them. All the funds are going against the COVID relief fund, so it goes to food banks, medical service, unemployment support for those people affected. United Way is just a fantastic organization that really touches every community in the country, and we're proud to be helping them out here.
Tom, that is fantastic, and I did my part. I took my rally cap. I don't know if you saw it, but I was wearing the TMT, the TMT hat from Floyd Money Mayweather. I tagged Floyd Money Mayweather thinking that maybe he would see it, and he has a little bit of money. I was hoping he'd throw some in. Yeah. So who knows? We'll see what happens.
That's a great call. I got a job for you on my team.
See what I did there, Linehan? Boom!
Yeah. How about two jobs? Hey, I mean, of all the industries that have been affected, I mean, you guys, it's got to be as tough as anything. Is there any games or any sports going on? I'm looking on different line things now. I saw Greek basketball was in play. I mean, is there anything at all that you guys can do?
We've got it all, sure. Obviously, it's tougher not having the big guys around, definitely. But, our team is nimble. Our technology is super strong, so we can add additional sports and activities kind of at the drop of a hat without that much effort. I won't downplay the effort of the development team, but their work years ago has made it easier to bring sports online. So, yeah, we're bringing in, we've got international basketball, table tennis is killing for us right now. We've got a great pools product where people come in and free to play against really kind of anything. We did it against the Democratic debate and had almost 70,000 entries. We've got well over 250,000 entries in just the last couple of weeks against things like that. We did one against Curb Your Enthusiasm, Survivor, Shark Tank, just offering all kinds of funny little prop picks that add up to points, and you can win cash. We've given away $70,000 in all these free-to-play contests. So come in and jump in for free against your favorite TV show or activity, and you might take some cash home.
Yeah, it's good to know. I mean, I told some friends that I had you on today, they were all wondering the same thing. It's good to know that you guys are open for business. I was talking to Pep before the show. It's going to be interesting when restaurants reopen and everything. I think it's going to be slow to recover. People are going to be afraid to go out, be a little nervous. But the gambling degenerates I know are going to jump right in once this thing starts back up.
Well, especially on the online ways, right? So DraftKings is purely online. And, we don't have casinos to scrub clean and all that stuff. People don't have to worry if it's really safe to come out. So, the second sports are back, we're going to be right on top of it the way we always have been. So we're taking the opportunity, like I said, to expand the offering that we have, clean up some tech debt that, you know, every technology company understands, and we're going to come out of this with a much stronger product overall.
The Chief Marketing Officer for DraftKings, Tom Getty, joining us here on the Progressive Guest Line, SB Nation Radio, at our O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios East here in Boston. Anthony Pepe, Mark Linehan, the campaign is hashtag DK Rally. Take a picture again or video of you in a hat, your team, supporting your team, rally cap. Put it on your social media. You have some time now. Everybody's on social media. Post that thing. Hashtag it, DK Rally, and of course, tag three of your friends, and you can help make some donations and get to that goal of $1 million to the United Way, which is a great, great organization. I worked with United Way working at a group of Cape Cod radio stations years ago. We did a Christmas campaign with them, and it was so humbling and rewarding, and they are a great organization, and thrilled, Tom, to have you on board tonight to talk about the United Way. I'm also curious, Tom, about the future of your industry in DraftKings. We know that sports gambling is becoming legal in many states. Obviously, with everything going on in the world, it's been put on hiatus a little bit. But I would assume, you know, in the near future, sports gambling is going to ramp back up again and become legal in many states, hopefully here in Massachusetts. How does that affect your industry, and how do you see the future of DraftKings?
It's certainly a bright future. Like, this is the best job in all of sports you could possibly
sure.
have right now. You know, if our product didn't improve, and it's improving by the day, by the week, but if our product didn't improve, just opening new markets, we would grow exponentially. You know, we've got a really great runway for the next 3-5 years. And specifically as we are preparing to go public here in the near future, like, we are the only opportunity where people can invest in a company specifically in the U.S. market, because we'll, at the end of this deal, we will own the platform that it sits on, we own all the technology from top to bottom, and we are wholly focused on the U.S. market. So we're about to explode where, you know, the European markets will be trying to claw back to where they started, and it's all growth for us. So it's exciting times to be here. You know, we're on a rocket ship for sure, and we're staying on top of it, though, and taking advantage of every opportunity.
We're all here in Massachusetts, so obviously that's one of the states that Pep's talking about. Hopefully we're in the on-deck circle to get legal gambling. Do you consider legal gambling like that a competition, or more of just more publicity that's beneficial for everybody?
Well, we are a sports book as well, so we yep. have Daily Fantasy, which you guys have all known for a long time. We do have sports book, and then we also have online casino. So you can play live blackjack, you know, roulette, slots, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, there's bright things. Like, you know, we're exclusively legal in New Hampshire, and we're killing it up there. Lots of our Massachusetts brothers and sisters are driving across that line to, yep. to make their picks.
Hey, I'm a UNH alum. I know a few of those guys.
exactly. So, we're just, you know, we're having fun with it. Like, the opportunity is about. So, this isn't competition for us at all. It's just opportunity.
Yep.
More and more markets open, more and more offerings. And when we do own our entire tech stack, we'll be able to make offerings that none of our competition can. So we're really starting to separate with our differentiated product and just the highest quality, highest rated product in the States.
Hey, Tom, we've got about a minute left here before we plug that event, the great campaign you guys are doing again, and how people can get involved. When sports does come back, do you anticipate record numbers?
Oh, yeah.
Man, are you interested to watch a game? I'm
yeah.
ready to watch anything.
Hey, I've been looking for opening day on TV all day.
Last Sunday I sat for 2 hours and watched the online NASCAR race. And I'm a NASCAR fan, but this is like the video game NASCAR race. And I was riveted. It was a good opportunity. But that's a sign of, you know, normally I've got three TVs going with different games on everything, and I'm all over the place. And I'm ready, and I think the world is as well. You know, just like it was in 9/11, sports are a real escape opportunity for the general public in times of crisis. And, you know, as soon as sports are back, I'm sure everybody will jump right
in. And we've all discovered the TV sucks.
Hey, Tom, thank you so much for joining us. It's the Chief Marketing Officer for DraftKings, Tom Getty. Again, it's hashtag DK Rally. Take a picture or video in a rally cap, post it on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Use the hashtag DK Rally. Tag at least three of your friends. Invite them to do the same, and they'll make a dollar donation for the goal to the United Way of $1 million. Tom, thanks so much.
Is open for business.
Yes, they are. DraftKings.com.
You're listening to the Diehards on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Anthony Pepe and Mark Linehan.
And welcome back, SB Nation Radio, SBNationRadio.com.
What channel's the baseball game on?
Stop it, will you? You know everything is postponed. You know it's not happening.
Oh, I thought that was
happening.
Pulling my leg.
You know it's not happening.
Why not? What happened?
I'm hearing
some guy sneezed.
I'm hearing that they, you know, it'll be the baseball season will obviously will be delayed, but then it might go into December. How are they going to play in the
not
cold weather
play home
cities?
Games here.
Come on, stop us. Let's hop right back to the Progressive guest line. Progressive making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Joining us on the Progressive guest line, Hall of Famer,
HOF, baby.
Super Bowl champion, Rod Woodson's on the line. Hey, Rod, welcome to SB Nation Radio. It's Anthony and Mark. How are you?
I'm doing good, guys. How you doing?
We're doing all right. Is you and your family safe?
We are quarantining ourselves, and my kids talked me into doing my first TikTok, and I have rhythm, so I didn't look too good.
Hey, well, you mentioned the quarantine, so I do have to ask, as everybody is asking, you know, on social media, and you talked about the TikTok there, which I still don't even know what that is. But if Rod, if you had to be quarantined with one of you or a couple of your former teammates for a long period of time, who would those teammates be?
Well, I would have to. I mean, I would probably put several guys. So if I was with the Steelers, I would have Carnell Lake and Darren Perry.
All right.
When I was with the Ravens, it would be Ray Lewis and Shannon Sharp and Tony Siragusa, because you need a good laugh with Big Goose.
All right.
And with the Raiders, it would probably be Wood, my cousin. With the 49ers, it would probably be Merton Hanks and Tim McDonald.
Oh, I'd like to party with every one of those guys.
I think Siragusa would be a fun time.
I'm sequestered with Pepe. Hey, Rod, let's talk about when you come out of Purdue and you kind of drop down to the 10th pick in the draft. Was that a good thing for you to get a chance to play for Chuck Noll and the Steelers?
Yeah, you know, what happened in that draft is that, remember, it was the first time in league history that a Plan B free agent was traded. That was Chip Banks. And he went to the San Diego Chargers. They moved up. The Cleveland Browns moved up. And they took, I think, Junkins, linebacker from Duke. Kind of made the draft board a little different. So I slid down to really to where, you know, I could, you know, I thought I should have been my whole life. You know, I played my high school football in black and gold, the same type of uniform as the Steelers.
That's cool.
My full. Fort Wayne, Indiana has three rivers to run through it, just like Pittsburgh Steelers have the three rivers. So it was destiny to be there. Plus, you know, playing for Chuck Noll and, you know, Tony Dungy when I first got there, learning from those guys in an organization like that who had just tremendous coaches, and they leave. And then another guy that came in also right before that, before Chuck retired, was Rod Rust. Taught me a great deal about football. And then Doc Capers and Dick LeBeau and Bill Cowher come in. So 10 full years of just getting knowledge from these guys, along with the skills that God gave me, really helped me out a great deal.
You know, you talked about obviously the success that you had then, and your defensive back mate, Carnell Lake. How would you guys fare against today's offenses?
Well, you know, when you look at how the league is really set up, I think the biggest difference is, you know, we played against the run and shoot, and every team is really a run and shoot team today.
Yep.
You know, the run and shoot, the K-gun with Buffalo, that's what everybody's doing for the most part. The only difference is they run RPOs more so than they did back in our days. But I think the biggest difference is just we couldn't be physical like we did, like we were. I was a physical corner, you know, for smaller guys, I need to get my hands on you. So that would have hurt me because – you know, I thought, you know, being physical was a trait. And if you're physical today, it's a lot of fines.
Yeah, exactly. You know, understandably so, they had to change it that way because of concussions and stuff like that. But are you happy with the way the game's played these days?
Yeah, I mean, listen, when your employees sue the employer, yeah, things are going to change. And that's what happens. So, you know, is it for the better? I think it's definitely for the better for the player's safety. But I still have some issues. I mean, if everything's about player safety, then you should make all 53 players who are under contract, who all go against the cap, they should be active every single game day.
Yeah.
And then that would help player safety. So, you know, I know they're moving in the right direction. The new CBA is better money. You know, you got that 17th game. You got more playoff teams. You know, hopefully, you know, the league year will start, or excuse me, the league year started already, but hopefully, you know, opening week will be the same as it always has been. Hopefully this whole thing can pass over in a couple months, and we'll go back to life as normal. Well, it can't be normal, but life as we know it.
Quote, buy, and save on home insurance with Progressive's new Home Quote Explorer, only at Progressive.com. Joining us on the Progressive guest line here on SB Nation Radio, we played 17 seasons, was also a coach, 11-time Pro Bowler, Super Bowl 35 champion with the Ravens, and the great Hall of Famer Rod Woodson is on with the Diehards. Rod, we're talking a lot about Tom Brady jumping ship and going, no pun intended, to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Talk a little bit about transitioning from one team to the next. You went from Pittsburgh for many years to Baltimore. I know you had the 1 year stop with San Francisco in between, and then you played your final two seasons in Oakland. What's it like switching teams, fan bases, staff, stadiums, home and family life, all that stuff combined? Talk a little bit about what Tom Brady's going through.
Well, I mean, he did it a little different than me. You know, I did it after my 10th year. He did it after his 20th year. So it's a little different because it was home for him. When you spend any time, or especially for 20 years of your life in one place, especially working, playing, building up a fan base, your kids have grown up in that area, your wife has grown up in that area, everybody know you in that uniform. So it's going to, first of all, it's going to be kind of weird seeing him in that Buccaneers colors, but I am really curious to see how he works for Bruce Arians. I think Bruce Arians is a tremendous offensive-minded player. He lets his own players bring their uniqueness to the game. And I think what Tom is going to bring for the Buccaneers is that he's going to bring stability. He's going to bring discipline to the offensive side. Not saying that Bruce doesn't do that. I think he does it in his own way. But I think, you know, it's going to be weird, you know, and especially when he plays New England. I believe he plays New England this year, in New England.
Next year, excuse me.
Yep.
And it's going to be kind of weird, though, because I know the first time I went to Pittsburgh and I played, when I was with the Ravens, I went to the home bench. We were going.
That was without a concussion.
I don't play the Steelers anymore. I think I got to go to the other side. So it's going to be weird. But I think it's going to be a rare occasion in the National Football League that players are going to play their whole careers at one spot. I mean, back in the day, you didn't see a lot of trades in the National Football League, but it's the trend today. People are trading. They're moving their pieces. They're moving their pawns. They're trying to make their chess pieces better than somebody else so they can put a pretty good product on game day. So I think it's going to be very rare that you see a player's whole career in one place in the future of the NFL.
Your playing career speaks for itself, obviously. Now you sign autographs, HOF. But I'd like to talk about your coaching career a little bit as far as how much football changed over the period from 2010, 2017. Obviously, double sessions went out the window real quick.
it's not like when we came in, you know, our training camp was 5 weeks. I mean, we were there for 5 straight weeks.
Wow.
Banging, two-a-days, padded practices, both days.
Crazy.
Not my whole 17 years, but my first 8 years was like that. First 9 years were like that. And then it went to two-a-days. And when it first started to two-a-days, the second two-a-day was still a hard practice.
Yep.
Now it's a walkthrough. So they're easier on the body. They're only in camp for 17 days. They don't work like they used to. And I think the hardest thing as a coach to figure out, you know who your starters are. You know your ballers. You know your playmakers. You know who they are. The question is, how do you figure out who's the 53, 52, 51st player on the roster that if they don't get practice time, if they have to play, they're going to step up to the plate and play like they should. That's hard to figure out in the 17-day periods where you're not being physical.
Player safety, obviously, a big deal now. How many injuries and concussions happened in your days playing that it's just like another day at the office?
Well, I had 8 concussions that I can remember.
Wow.
And probably more than that because, when you get diagnosed back in the day, we just, if you had a headache or if you had blurred vision, you just didn't really tell anybody.
Yeah.
And, today, that's one thing I do give credit for with the medical, the training staff, with all the teams, the independent individuals they have on game sites to see if a guy's getting injured, that they can at least take them aside independently from the league and make a diagnosis. And if they believe that they are concussed, they go into concussion protocol right away. So I think that's a great thing for the players, for the long-term health the long-term health for the individual players. And hopefully, they can have healthy lives after when they get done.
How's your health now after at least 8 concussions?
Well, I've always forgotten my keys, so my phone. I'm still doing that. I can tell you that. I'm definitely still doing that.
Rod Woodson, Hall of Famer, Super Bowl champ, joining us here on the Progressive Guest Line, SB Nation Radio. Hey, Rod, you have to tell us about Ray Lewis. What was he like as a teammate, being around him in the huddle, in the locker room? What was it like hanging with that dude?
Well, I got to Baltimore, and Ray was really still a baby. He was in his third year. I was going into my 12th year. Mm-hmm. And I just remember him growing. And, at first he... when I first walked into the locker room, everybody called me Mr. Woodson. So I told Ray, normally in the locker room, you sit with your position. So I would be with the DBs, but they had me sit right between Ray Lewis and Peter Boyer in the locker room. I'm like, okay, well, obviously Marvin wants me to talk to Ray Lewis and Peter Boyer. So I did befriend Ray. We're still great friends. But I think over the course of my 4 years of being there, he cultivated a great leadership. He cultivated how these guys need to practice on the practice field, how they need to study in the film room. He kept guys accountable. And I can arguably say that in my time frame of watching him, even after I left and him still growing, that he was one of the best leaders in pro football that I've ever seen.
Wow.
That he went through a lot. We understand what he went through the 1 year. But I think that helped him understand, and I think guys understand that, hey, listen, even when things don't go great for you, you can bounce back from it. And when Ray was speaking to guys, and he still speaks to players and kids, it resonates with these players and these kids coming up today. He's one of the best men that I know. He's very charitable. He's a great father, and he's definitely a great friend of mine.
Hey, Rod, got about a minute left. We're both big college football guys. Can't let you go without asking what's going on with Purdue. What do they got to do to catch up with the Ohio States and the Michigans in that league?
Well, they got to open up the admissions. That's the first thing. you got to catch up to the speed, and you got to hope that you got Bell and Moore, the two young receivers. They're both. Hopefully, they can both be healthy, and that'll give the offense a little oomph to it defensively. They got to keep stepping it up. They played well a couple years ago. Last year they didn't play as well. You got to keep hoping. They got a beautiful new facility. It's gorgeous. It competes with the Ohio States, the Michigans, the Michigan State in the Big Ten. They just got to open up an enrollment form on the football side of it. If they can do that, then they can compete.
Rod, finally, what's keeping you busy these days, other than when we're not in a pandemic, when this is all passing?
Other than TikTok.
What's keeping you busy these days?
Well, during the season, I work for Westwood One. In the off-season, I have a foundation called Hope Through Football. I do most of my camps internationally, trying to take that bridge from international kids who want to have a hope to play college football in the U.S. to give them, let them understand what football is all about. And so we take those international camps, and we hopefully the kids can keep learning, get better at it. And hopefully one day my dream is to see the NFL just like the NBA is, being a global sport.
That is great stuff. That website once again is?
HopeForFootball.com.
Awesome. There he is, Hall of Famer,
yeah.
Super Bowl champion, best in the business, Rod Woodson. Thank you so much for taking the time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Guys, I appreciate you.
All right, there he is again. 17 seasons, coach, 11-time Pro Bowler, Super Bowl 35 champ with the Ravens.
Certainly and has his fastball after
yes,
as many concussions. Yes,
and again,
so as good a guess as we've had.
As you mentioned, Linehan, yeah. and he signs his autograph, H-O-F.
Got that
there
right,
he
baby.
Is. Rod Woodson, quick T.O. We'll come right back. He's Linehan. I'm Pepe. We are the Diehards. You're locked in to SB Nation Radio.
The Diehards continue now on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Anthony Pepe and Mark Linehan.
And I always say, and I'll say this again, if we could ever have the show off the air.
We'd either get a raise or fight.
In between breaks, if you could hear what Linehan says and what comes out of his mouth, it's comical.
I wish I could remember. I should write it down because I don't remember.
What I was thinking about putting cameras in this little man
cave
that's a here,
good idea. Yeah.
Like so they could, everybody could see you.
Yeah, that's
and,
good.
And
yeah.
then they could hear you during the breaks and what you're all about and what you do.
They could definitely that hear me during the breaks. Maybe somebody would hire me.
I doubt it.
Yeah, good point.
So we were talking about concussions, and Ron Woods said that. He maybe had 8 concussions?
Yeah, which breaks my line is if you maybe had 8, you probably had 9.
Yes. Who was the guest we had on that said he
Roger
maybe...
Roger Staubach.
Yes.
Said he had like 15. I think I had about 15. I'm like, well, I probably had 16.
You and I were doing the Army-Navy game,
yes,
I think,
we
in
were.
2013
yeah,
with
time.
Your boy Chip Kelly in Philadelphia.
Yeah, your friend.
He's obviously, we're tight. And he said he had 13 concussions, right?
Yeah, something ridiculous like that.
How many concussions have you had?
I don't remember.
Hour number 1 down. Hour number 2 to come. Keep it right here. It's SB Nation Radio.